Welcome to the podcast for the 2013 Fringe Club Variety Power Hour, part of the New York International Fringe Festival, here at the Celebration of Whimsy on 21A Clinton Street in New York City. Friday, August 16th, Part 2.
I forgot that every time Frances comes on stage, I go, but I was busy when she came on, and I forgot my...
Speaking of this...
I'm so sorry, Frances.
Speaking of the strange guy over there at the bar, he looks pretty lonely. Don't forget to drink up over there
with the rats.
All right, if you get too creepy, no one's going to come over there. Okay, so now that we have played our little game, I would like to collect a couple more sounds. Who would like to be the next victim? I see movement. She's going to pee.
That's a great sound. Make that sound before you pee. Go to the microphone, turn around, and make the sound. Or I will close the bathroom on you.
Can I make a different sound?
Sure.
Okay.
What's your name?
Nastasha. A rooster.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nastasha. That's an amazing rooster. That was wonderful. That was Carol Burnett worthy. You have a great pee. Thank you. Okay, cool. Can we have another sound?
Yeah, I love it when someone just says, me, I'll do it.
I thought I heard a beep noise. I love it. Me!
It goes with it because it's a turkey sound.
Okay.
Okay. No one can...
What's your name?
I'm Liv.
Liv. It sounded just as mesmerizing as it looked when you made that noise. That's amazing. But I won't tell anyone it looks like. It's between you and me. All right, Liv. Yay. All right, so that's a couple sounds. So, yeah, let us move on to our next show. I honestly love you.
New York Fringe Festival 2013, how are you all? Are you freaking excited? We're a bit stuck, actually. Our performance is exactly the same as Whammy's, so we're a bit screwed. Don't really know what we're going to do, but we'll come up with something else. We're all the way from sunny Australia. A little... Yeah! Woo! Who gives a fuck? Yes, absolutely. Perth, Western Australia, we're the capital city of Western Australia, but coming to New York, that sort of puts it into context a little bit. I know, you hate Perth. You hate Perth. Have a great pee or a poo, if that's what it is. We have four buildings in Perth. One night we had a bar stay open till 11:30 at night. That's... You're impressed. Great. We're from a show called I Honestly Love You. Does anyone here like sex? Yeah. Has anyone here ever had bad sex? Yeah. That shouldn't be louder than the first question. Imagine, if you will, paint a picture. Well, I've written the script of two people who can only tell the truth at all times. They have their first sexual encounter, and it doesn't go so well, but they can't lie to each other about it. They have to tell the truth. Please welcome to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, two people who have just had really bad sex and can't lie about it.
Yep.
Man.
Woo. Man. Well, that was...
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed the...
Oh, I really liked it when you... Oh, my Christ, that was terrible.
Horrible.
My God, what was going on down there?
I'm so sorry. I lost my place.
It circles one way or the other, Lloyd, not fucking figure of fours or whatever that was.
Are you aware that balls and teeth, you know, not a great union?
I know, I'm sorry. I think a rogue hair pulled me in or something.
Oh, well, that was not a cry of pleasure at that time, you know.
Oh, yes? Well, may I not thank you for that whole 27 seconds of panicked joy after you entered me?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I was desperately trying to think of someone other than you, but I just couldn't help...
Oh! You were trying to think of someone else?
I couldn't believe I was making love to someone so beautiful. It made me get to my destination a lot sooner than I had hoped.
Did you actually manage to get someone else in your mind?
No. All I could see was you.
You have a nice penis. We could get better at this, you know.
Couldn't hurt trying. Unless you do what you did before, of course.
I won't. Oh, sorry. It's been a while.
Well, you won't have to wait anywhere near as long for the next time.
Well, all right.
But not right now. What? It's going to have to be at least 20, 25 minutes, you know.
Oh, right.
Just no way I could lie about that to you. Even if I was verbally able to.
Yes. Want to watch some telly then?
Okay.
Thank you. Honestly love you. Thank you so much for having us. You're great people.
Would you like to co-host with me sometime? Because you're great.
Darling, I would love to.
No, you're great.
No, you're better. Oh, do you want a hug? No. Do you want some Reiki? Come here.
So, yeah, just tell us a little more about the play. I mean, you've already introduced it, but I basically heard that in Perth you guys get grants a lot to travel, right? Is that true, or is that fantasy? Because I was almost going to move there.
Where did you hear that from? Somebody? No, it's a rarity.
Really?
This time we've been very privileged by the Department of Culture and the Arts in Western Australia to get us over here, and we've just come from Edinburgh as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, Edinburgh, yay! Yeah. Milwaukee! Yeah. Wisconsin! Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm... Yeah, you keep going.
I love how it was this uncomfortable moment, and then it became tender. I felt that was really lovely.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a story, you know, I mean, come and see it and you'll see that there is a whole lot of tenderness there as well, you know what I mean? It's all about the oldest of human emotions, which is love, of course, and about the way you navigate through that. So ultimately, that's what happens.
Excellent. So we have to see the show now, definitely. All right, now we're going to play the game, because I'll just keep gushing.
Number three. It's another fun dance thing. This is 8th grade slow dance party. Let's everyone get up and slow dance.
Oh, how cute was that?
Aww.
No one slow danced with me but Mark.
Because you keep making creepy noises that we'll have to add to our next list, our next noise. Speaking of sounds, yes, we do need to collect a couple more. Steven, would you like to add to the disgusting sound category of our sound?
Oh, I love the disgusting sound. Are you ready? Because
yes.
I've perfected the disgusting sound.
We're ready.
Oh.
How did I know? How did I not know this? All right, Steven.
It wasn't disgusting. It was more like what I've been doing behind the bar. since everyone has arrived.
And you want people to come back there and get a drink from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best kind of drink to have.
All righty then.
Listen to the Australians. They know. The Australians know about the,
Excellent. Can we get another kind of orgasm? Does anyone want to add to the orgasm category, or we're going to move on? No?
Maybe something from our Australians?
Would our Australians like to add to the sound? Sound bank?
Orgasm sound? Well, it could be an orgasm, or it could be the sound of a wallaby.
Wallaby, 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 wallaby.
This is a wallaby orgasm.
I love you.
What was your name?
George.
Your name is George.
My name is George.
Excellent. So that's George doing a wallaby orgasm. Excellent. God, I love this. Okay, cool. So we have one more show who signed up tonight. Oh, wait, before we do that, did you say the dates? We didn't do the dates, did we? Oh, God, I'm so horrible. We have to make sure you guys hear these dates.
All right, that was I Honestly Love You, and they're at the Creighton Theater, and their upcoming dates are tomorrow at 7, Sunday the 18th at 1:30, Monday the 19th at 8:30, and Wednesday the 21st at 5:15.
All right. Yay! Please come back. Okay. So, our last but not least show is Tartuffe. Yeah? Welcome to the stage. We have a set change happening. Is shoes on the table bad luck? I can't remember. Really? Is it? I know the hat on the bed, you know.
The shoes on the table, generously donated from the audience, represent the rest of a person. So.
I love theater. Yay, it's a table person, podcast listeners.
They told me you wish to see me here.
Yes, I have secrets for your ear alone. We surely can't afford a scene like that we had just now. Was ever anyone so caught before? To me, did frighten me most terribly on your accounts. You saw I did my best to baffle his design and calm his anger, but I was so confused, I never thought to contradict his story. But still, things turned out all the better as it happened. And now we're on an even safer footing. The high esteem you're held in laid the storm. And now my husband can't have any suspicion of you and even insists, despite the scandalmongers, that we shall be together constantly. And now, without the risk of blame, only too ready to allow your passion.
Your words are somewhat hard to understand, madam. Just now you used a different style.
Well, if that refusal has offended you, how little do you know a woman's heart? How ill you guess what it would have you know when it creates so feeble a defense? Always at first, the love that masters us, we still must feel some little shame in owning it, and believe as though we would not when we would. I'm telling you my secret all too freely with too little heed to modesty, but now that I made bold to speak, pray tell me, should I have kept me from speaking, should I have heard the offer of your heart and taken it as I just did remember, if a declaration had not pleased me?
'Tis past a doubt. The height of happiness to hear such words from lips we dote upon. Oh, their honeyed sweetness pours through all my senses, long drops of suavity ineffable. My heart employs its utmost zeal to please you, and counts your love is one beatitude. And yet, that heart must beg that you allow it to doubt a little its felicity. I will, might think, these words an honest trick to make me break off this approaching marriage. And if I may express myself quite plainly, I cannot trust these two enchanting words until the granting of some little favor that I sigh for.
What? Must you go so fast and all exhaust the whole love of a woman's heart? She does herself the dear confession to to share her love, and you are not yet satisfied and will not be without the granting of her utmost favors?
The less a blessing is deserved, the less we dare to hope for it. And words alone can ill assuage our love's desires. A fate too full of happiness is doubtful still. We must enjoy it ere we can believe it. And I, who know how little I deserve your goodness, doubt the fortunes of my daring. So I shall trust to nothing, madam, till you have convinced my love by something
real. Oh, how your love enacts the tyrant's role and throws my mind into a strange confusion. What, is there no escape from your pursuit, no respite, even not to breathing space?
But if my worship wins your gracious favor, why then refuse me some sure proof thereof?
But how can I give you what you wish without the heaven you speak so much of?
If heaven is all that stands now in my way, I'll easily remove that little hindrance. Your heart need not hold back for such a trifle.
Oh, but they have frighted us so with heaven's commands.
I can dispel these foolish fears, madam. I know the art of pacifying scruples that heaven forbids. 'Tis true, some satisfactions. But we find means to make things right with heaven. Content my wishes. Have no fear at all. I'll answer for it and take the sin upon me. Your cough is very bad.
Oh, yes, I'm in torture.
Would you accept this bit of licorice?
Well, the case is obstinate, and all the licorice in the world will do no good.
This is very trying.
More than words can say.
In any case, your scruples easily removed. With me, you're sure of secrecy. And there is no harm unless the thing is known. The public scandal is what brings offense. And secret sinning is not sin at all.
So I see I must resolve to yield. I must consent to give you everything and cannot hope to win full satisfaction or gain full confidence at lesser cost. It's very hard to come to this. It's quite against my will I must go so far, but since I'm forced to do it, since more convincing proof is still demanded, I will see that I must resolve. Oh my God. But the fault can surely not be counted mine.
It need not, madam. And the thing itself.
Oh, open the door, I pray you, just to look about and make sure there's no one. My husband's not in the hall.
Why take such care for him? Between ourselves, he is a man to lead round by the nose. He's capable of glorying in our meetings. I fooled him so, he'd see all and deny it.
No matter, go, I beg you, and carefully examine every corner.
Oh my God, that was incredible. Podcast audience, I don't envy you because you only probably heard about 20% of the creepy that we just witnessed on stage here. Excellent. So this is a reimagining of Tartuffe set in Brooklyn. Tell us more.
Right. So it's kind of...
Director, introduce yourself to
Introduce Arno. Yourself.
Hi. I'm Colleen Scriven. I'm the director. So it's kind of a reimagining of Tartuffe where, like, I was sitting around and I was like, gee, Tartuffe is so funny. I love the idea of this really judgmental man. And then I was like, it'd be fun to put it in modern-day Brooklyn because, like, hipsters are, like, our modern really judgmental people. So we have Tartuffe, who kind of represents, like, the hipster because he's really judgmental, and, like, Orgon, who's the father, who's her husband, who's represented by the shoes, represents, he's going through, like, a midlife crisis, and he decides that, like, to be cool again because he's kind of living as, like, this Park Slope yuppie, and his wife and him and his children are all these kind of, like, prep school upper-class people. And then he starts turning into a cool guy, you know, the whole Arcade Fire PBR, you know, he totally transforms. But then we also have other parts of Brooklyn represented, like Valère's kind of, who's his daughter prep school's boyfriend, and he's kind of like this tough, kind of like sketchy guy. And then their maid, well, she's a maiden or whatever in the original, but whatever, I don't know the play that well. she plays a maid in our version, and she's from whatchamacallit? She's from like, you know, Brighton Beach, and she's got kind of the heavy accent, and everyone kind of treats her like she's dumb because her accent is kind of goofy. But, you know, so we kind of have all the different parts of Brooklyn represented. So.
Excellent. So so you've transferred the Puritanism. You've turned the Puritanism into the that hipsterdom.
Yeah,
that
that's
kind
too
of
cool.
Yeah, I'm just so cool. You couldn't possibly, you know, exist because my coolness is so cool. Like, yeah.
Right, exactly. Like, he thinks everyone else is lame because he's so cool. But we didn't change the script. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, I didn't miss the rhymed couplets, for one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love the Twizzlers. I love the little finger gestures. Seriously, if you're just listening to this, you're missing out because there was a lot of detail in there. So I see Doreen the maid as being sort of the voice of reason. So you're kind of having the voice of reason represented by Brighton Beach. I think
she's got, you know, the accent and the nails and like the hair. Like that's kind of her shtick. We've had, I think, so much fun doing it, and, you know, it's been, I don't know, this is one of my favorite scenes to have blocked, because it's like, let's just make it really weird sex stuff. It's been fun.
What a great philosophy as a director.
To put
that was
in.
The only direction.
Yeah, really exactly. I was like, let's just do really, and like, you know, for like their little tango, we just watched like Scent of a Woman a few times. We're like,
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's been fun, to say the least.
Excellent. Oh, we loved it. We're looking at the date, actually, for you guys on here. Is it? We're a little confused by the fringe guy.
This happens. We're one of the alfresco shows, so we're outside, and we're actually under alfresco then Tartuffe, which means we're outside, but we're also free. So that's our number one selling point, I think. And it's a totally free show.
Free is my favorite prize. Yeah.
But we're right across from Fringe Central.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can find Fringe Central, you can find the park we're performing in. The First Street Green on August 19th, so Monday, and the 20th at 6 p.m. And then the weekend coming up, which is the 24th and 25th, we're performing with the other alfresco show, which is also a play in verse. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. Usually we do the dates after we do the game, but we just wanted to work that out. No, since you were up here. So, all right, so here we go. Our lovely Frances. The creepy provided by Steven.
Hey, I had someone come to the bar and said they liked the creepiness, and they ordered 4 drinks because I was so creepy.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
Thank you.
Sure. We got 4.
Number 4,
instant standing ovation.
Oh, good.
Let's give a standing ovation to Tartuffe.
Yeah! Brava, brava.
That was a good one to draw.
Hey, Andy, I have a question for you. Just curious, how many people do you think listen to the podcast?
Well, I'll check the ratings, but typically we can easily get within the top 10 in the arts and entertainment category. So we can easily get tens of thousands of listeners out here enjoying Fringe NYC and all the craziness that we do.
Wow. I would have never guessed that many.
So many people get to hear Steven being disgusting. Excellent. Okay. So, would anyone else have a sound for us?
Come on up.
Oh, this is perfect.
Hi, my name is Skittis. I'm too short for your mic.
Yeah!
Nice. So we've got creepy crazed scream, however you want to write that, my dear. Cackle! She's so smart. She's got those college words. Okay. All right, let's have one more sound, and then I want to do a sound check.
Come on up.
Hello.
Wow. I like her. I like her.
Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, my God, I can't hear. I'm going deaf. That's Chelsea doing something very evil.
Exorcist.
All right. So, I just wanted to check in. We don't have Horsehead or Naked in Alaska?
No, they both, they canceled again.
That's okay. All right, but in honor of Horsehead, we are going to provide a song. And let Andy, do you want to explain how this goes? We should do our sound check first. So what I'd like is everyone who has a sound to come up to the stage and join us.
Andy Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, on the stage. Look at this. Look at this adorable man in his leprechaun shirt. Leprechaun? Is that racist? It's a little racist, right, Andy? It's a little racist. No? Is leprechaun racist? Australians, is leprechaun racist?
Roll call with the sounds.
All right. Do we have Greg? David? Jason? Mikey? Nastasha? Liv? Steven? George? Oh, the Australians. They've left us.
So let's get rid of the wallaby orgasm.
All right.
Unfortunately, I'm so sad about that.
Skittis?
What's that? Oh, yeah, hello.
Hi. And Chelsea.
Hello.
All right, excellent. So what we are going to do is I'm going to conduct you, and if you can, when you have a sound, try, I'll give you enough time, we'll give you a breath, and that way you can get over to your mic, and you've got it quiet. So.
Can I pick an easier sound?
No.
No, absolutely.
Are we ready? And this song is in honor of Horsehead. Audience is free to sing along.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was an amazing Fringe NYC Variety Power Hour. Thank you to all the acts. Now it's time to go see Steven and get drunk and have fun.
And have a dance party now. We're open till 2 a.m. Dance your asses off, bitches. You can do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to the Fringe Club Variety Power Hour at the Celebration of Whimsy on 21A Clinton Street in New York City. The Fringe Club Variety Power Hour is on Friday and Saturday nights throughout the festival. You can see previews for Fringe NYC shows and come to or promote your own Fringe NYC show. Doors open at 11:30. It's free to all Fringe NYC participants and open to the public as well. So bring guests and enjoy the great drink specials. For more information, email us at varietypowerhour@fringenyc.org. For more information about Fringe NYC, go to fringenyc.org. We've got lots of great shows to see, and you can volunteer to see shows for free.